Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden is now taking the first steps toward bringing the coronavirus pandemic under control.
Help is on the way. Today, I am unveiling a national strategy on COVID-19 and executive actions to beat this pandemic.
The beginnings of a national strategy to replace the patchwork federal, state, and local responses that resulted in uneven levels of contact tracing, testing, promotion of public safety measures, and vaccinations. The actions being taken today include federally mandated mask use during interstate travel. The goal is to have 100 million doses of vaccine administered in its first 100 days in office. To that end, the administration says it's expanding manufacturing and its power to purchase more vaccines by, quote, fully leveraging contract authorities, including the Defense Production Act. The pandemic appears to have peaked in the United States, though. That is according to researchers who have been closely tracking the virus. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
Researchers say the number of people getting infected every day appears to have hit a high about a week ago, and it has been declining ever since. The number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 appears to have peaked too, indicating that deaths could soon start falling. Public health experts caution that the peak is so high that tens of thousands will continue to get infected and thousands could continue to die every day for some time, and warn that the virus could surge again if the sluggish vaccination campaign doesn't ramp up quickly, people let down their guard, or one of the more contagious variants takes off in the U.S. Rob Stein, NPR News.
President Biden's attempting to address longstanding socioeconomic and racial inequalities exposed during the course of the national health crisis. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports this administration is taking steps to secure more detailed data that'll help the government better identify the communities most in need.
President Biden's executive order says it's difficult to know how much work the government needs to do to tackle inequality and poverty without demographic information about the people affected. That's why Biden has tasked the Census Bureau director and other officials to set up a working group to look at how all federal data can be broken down by race, ethnicity, gender, disability, income, and veteran status. The move comes after Biden's campaign platform called for similar changes to the 2030 census. Biden has proposed adding a checkbox for people with Middle Eastern or North African roots and voluntary questions about sexual orientation and gender identity. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 42 points at 31,231. The NASDAQ is up roughly 0.5%. The S&P is also up 8 points. This is NPR News. National Guard troops who arrived from other states to protect the U.S. Capitol after it was attacked by pro-Trump extremists this month are going home today. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the D.C. National Guard will maintain a presence in the city through the end of the month. The January 6th insurrection exposed a broad breakdown in law enforcement response. It also amplified threats posed by domestic extremist groups that had long been on the federal government's radar. Bowser says she's directing the D.C. Homeland Security chief to start working with the city's partners on what she calls an enhanced posture to deal with white extremism and any other threat. Portugal is closing all schools for 15 days to limit spread of the coronavirus. From Lisbon, Allison Roberts reports there will be no remote learning to replace classes, which Portugal's government says will be made up later.
Portugal has been under lockdown since Friday with remote working compulsory, but schools were told to continue with face-to-face classes. Now, the Prime Minister says, though they are not the main focus of transmission, the government will apply the precautionary principle. He also cited fears that the UK strain of the virus, which seems to be spreading faster among the young, could predominate within weeks. Parents who are forced to stay home to look after their school-aged children will receive two-thirds of their salary. Minutes before he spoke, health authorities announced a new record of 221 COVID deaths in 24 hours and the second highest number of new cases, more than 13,500. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.